Give me a thumbs up when we're recording. All right, I'd like to welcome you to the House of Manna. I want you to look to your neighbor and say, we're strange.
We're strange.
You're strange.
You're strange.
I'm strange.
I'm strange.
This house is strange.
This house is strange.
The kingdom of God is strange.
The kingdom of God is strange.
And God is strange.
God is strange.
But when he shows up,
he shows up strange.
In a different way.
On my behalf.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you let's say it like that. You know what hallelujah means, right? Huh? Y'all know what? Who knows what hallelujah means? Huh? Praise what? No. What does it mean? Huh? Hallelujah means praise. Now, God. Praise now, God. Praise now, God. Why would it mean praise now, God? Because the thing is, when do you praise God?
Now.
Just when you feel good?
No.
When you're going through things?
Yeah.
Well, you better be saying yes. That's when you praise God. Now, God has a way of doing some things, does he not? It don't make sense a lot of times. A lot of times he just shows up and we think, could this be God? Well, I am glad you're here. It's time to awake from death to life.
Yes.
From death to life.
Amen.
Correct? All right, he will awaken you to his divine nature, death to life. Here's what I want to share with you. Go to Luke 5:26. Luke 5:26. Luke 5:26. Are we there? Are we there? Are we there yet? 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 Mom, are we there yet? Dad, are we there yet? Mom, are we there yet? Dad, are we there yet? Huh? Are we there yet? Are we there? We're there. Are we there? Are we there? Man. Are you there?
Yes.
Papers are moving and are we there?
Yes.
One more. Are we there?
Yes.
Yep, still not there yet. Are we there?
I
want to give me a shout. Are we there?
Yeah.
Oh. See, y'all just gave me the anointing. All right. Now, who's got it that can read for me? Who's got it? Who's going to read for me? Who's going to read for me? Raise your hand. Let's see. Who's got it? See, I'm going to give someone that doesn't want to read. Let's see. But yeah. All right, but what I want you to do, Lionel, is let's go to Luke 5, go to verse 20, and start there.
When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you.
Okay, now this is Jesus looking at their faces, and he sees their faith. And he says their sins are forgiven. Well, that's easy to understand, right? Because Jesus does that. We know that about Jesus. But now let's back it up even more when they start climbing through the roof. See, we're going to work backwards a little bit. Just a little bit. Because you're looking at a backwards preacher right now. Go ahead.
And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies?
You got to go back when they're going through the roof.
Who can forgive 19. Sins but God alone?
You at 19? Is it 19?
Oh, did I go?
Go to 19. 17. Let's go 17 real quick.
Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching mm-hmm. that there were Pharisees and teachers mm-hmm. of law sitting yeah. by.
Sitting by Jesus. He's teaching. So it's just like church folks to get around when someone's teaching, because that's good. That's good. We're supposed to. Go ahead, sir.
Who were sitting by, who had come out every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem.
Now, why would they list these towns? Why would they list these towns of where they were coming from? Because they came a distance to hear him speak, because they were following him, the people of the church. Continue on, sir.
And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
Oh, okay.
Then behold, man brought out a bed, a man on who was paralyzed.
Oh, now we all of a sudden now, because in the process of the Holy Spirit telling them to write this, it says there was power to heal. But up until that point, these are Pharisees, scribes, but there's no healing being done. And they're right there next to him. But the power to heal was there, but yet there was nobody sick that was there. Which is what I'm going to make my point. You can sit down and be comfortable as you do it. It's okay. Here's what I want you to understand. The power to heal every issue in your life is always present when God is in your life. Amen. Always present. That doesn't mean the anointing has to show up and then you can move in healing. No. Jesus is the reason we have the ability for healing. Not my hand, not your hand, not anybody's hand, but the hand of God. All right, continue reading, sir.
Whom they sought to bring and lay before him.
So there's a man on a stretcher. And his friends brought him to Jesus. Continue reading.
And then they could not find how they might bring him in.
So we can't get in the doorway with our friend that is sick, and there's the power to heal that's in there. Continue on.
Because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus.
Now, here comes now someone on a stretcher. Through your roof. Now, you know you were going to lose your natural mind because your insurance is not going to cover that. You know it, this ain't hail. This isn't wind. This is someone tearing it up to bring in someone that's sick into your house. But that's desperation, is it not? Continue reading, sir.
When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you.
Wait a minute. There wasn't there power to heal? So he addressed first their sins. Was he really addressing the sins of the individuals that were being brought in? Who was he really addressing? Everybody else. Everybody else. Continue reading, sir.
And the scribes and the Pharisees began reasoning, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Mm-hmm. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
Oh, okay, here's your answer. Only God can forgive sins. That's why he made that statement. Continue reading.
But when Jesus received their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts?
So he could tell right away what they were thinking, okay?
Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk?
So now he's asking them two difficult questions that are going to have to be displayed. All right?
But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins.
All right. Now he's telling him, I'm God then. He already addressed him. I'm God then. Continue on.
He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.
Go to your house.
Go to your house.
Go to your house. What? Now we're in somebody else's house. And you were brought into a circumstance in your life that God now all of a sudden says, let me just deal with this right now so that you have a better understanding. I can forgive sins and I can heal. And the person that came through the roof, I'm going to deal with. I'm going to deal with two natures. One, the sinful nature and the healing nature. I'm going to say your sins are forgiven. And now get up and walk and go home. Well, that's pretty bold, is it not? Continue reading, sir.
So immediately he rose up before them and started dancing like MC Hammer.
All right now, MC Hammer. You got that. It's my version too.
I'm sorry. Immediately he rose up. Took up what he had been lying on.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to address something real quick. If you've been healed of something, put your bed away that you've been laying on. Mm-hmm. Put it away. Don't go back and lay back in your mess. Put it away. Quit going back into your old mess. Your mindset, the way you think, just because I've got all this understanding, I'll be okay. No, you're just as guilty of everybody else. You will fall. You will. But what you got to do is put that old way away. Oh, y'all hear me. Continue on, sir.
He then took up what he'd been lying on and departed to his own house, glorifying God.
That's right. Leaving and glorifying God. All right, here we are now. I want everybody to look up here at Luke 5:26. Now I want all of us to read this. Ready? One, two, three, go. And they were glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Now, wait a minute. We have seen strange things today. Have we not seen strange things today? I think so. We have seen some strange things today. You fro a little bit to the left, but it's all right. It's strange. But with Jesus, when he gets into the midst of intellectualism, which is people that think they got it all and they know it all, they know the word, they know it so well, because he was sitting amongst those that knew the word so well that they were the ones that wrote the law and they're the ones that added to the law. They were also the ones that were going to go ahead and enforce the law. So what Jesus did, I have come so I can get you out of that old mindset to change some things. But how am I going to do that? The Bible says that I will use the foolish things to confound the wise. So I want you to point to yourself. I'm a fool. Because I trust Jesus. Now watch this. Why did I say for you to do that? Because the enemy is always coming against you, is he not? Telling you, you a fool for following Jesus. You never seen him. You don't even know if he's real. It's just a book. Huh? Say, I'm a fool. I just got to believe. Just got to believe. Because there's a reason why you're here, is it not? Amen. Somewhere in your spirit, you knew you had to get to Jesus. Why? Because nothing was working while you were here on earth. Nothing was. I need to just try Jesus. Tried everything else. Let me just try Jesus. Try Jesus, then all of a sudden things begin to change. He begins to heal you in some strange ways. Let me show you something that's a little bit different than the strange things that God did. Did he not create man from the dust? But we're going to the beginning of some strange things here. The Bible says that from your birth to the day you die, I don't go back into my mama's womb when I die. I go back into the state that I was created from. Mama only happened to be the carrier of the promise. No, watch this. She was the ark of a covenant. Y'all missing this one. The ark of a covenant that brought forth seed to the maker. Watch this. Oh, y'all see, some of y'all were like, hey, Pastor, that was a good one. What's going? Make it nice and simple. Wait, covenant. Covenant. Now, from the dust. So when I go home to be with my father, my flesh goes back to dust. But my spirit stays alive. Do you not think that's a little strange? Let's say it with me. Strange. We're getting along. We're getting along. Next one. Strange things that God did. He created woman from a man's rib. He said, go to sleep. And he, whoa. Man. What your name is? So he said, like, what your name is? Nothing missing, nothing lacking. You gonna make me my wife from my rib? See, some of y'all are missing it already. Your soulmate is the one that was created for you out of your mate's rib, which covers the heart. The most precious thing in life is the heart. The most frailty is your heart. So he says, out of your soulmate, I will create you. But he first had to put the man to sleep. Was there any kind of anesthesia? Was there any kind of doctors looking at you strange, saying, do you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, or do you have Humana? You have a PPO or HMO? Huh? Because we have some insurance people in the house, you know. They know you're going to have to pay 20% of the deductible, and then we'll take care of the rest. But after this is all taken care of, you're going to have a bill. And it'll follow you the rest of your life. And he didn't do none of that, did he? Say strange. Strange. Now say it like this. Strange. Now, wait a minute. Now we've seen how God has a way of doing things that are strange. Next one, sir. Strange things that God did. He parted the Red Sea. Did he not? He parted the Red Sea, but before he parted the Red Sea, he let your enemies get right up on you. Now, if you weren't here on a Wednesday night, you don't know anything about the Mercedes-Benz and the Hoopties that were chasing the Israelites, because if you weren't here, you didn't know about the Hoopties. When you read the scripture, you have an understanding that he sent the best chariots and the others. You know the ones, the others that have no names? You just got to go steal the emblem off the Mercedes and put it on the Volkswagen. Y'all don't do that. Don't do that. You do the Cadillac emblem because it's easier to put on. And then, you know, it becomes something that it's not. Or is it still the same hoopty? It's still the same hoopty. If y'all don't read the Bible, you're not going to know that there's hoopties in the Bible. Because when they got to the Red Sea, their past began to come up and catch up to them. God could have struck them down. He gave them life. He could have struck them down, but he made the Israelites stand there and look at their past. Yo, Moses, that's that brother I used to serve, man. I was his slave. I didn't clean his clothes right, so he's coming after me. And when I would clean his house, I didn't clean it right, so he's coming back. Can you imagine everybody else telling Moses, I know that person, because remember, the Israelites were their slaves. So guys, not just stand right there. Has God ever put you on the edge?
Oh, yeah.
Left you on the verge of your breakdown?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Lord.
And make you look at your past and say, here it comes again. Here it comes again. And then Moses has to look at everybody and say, I see my chariots that are going to kill me. I see the hoopties that are coming. And all I got, a stick. A stick. Say strange.
Strange.
Yeah, you're getting it now. Moses, go.
Please, Lord, come. Please, do something. Because they're looking at me.
Do something. Don't worry, man. Be happy. And all of a sudden, the wind began to blow. Yeah, y'all missing this.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Like a stick is going to take out all of those chariots and these armies that are coming after you. A stick. Say strange.
Strange.
Strange. Then you know the rest of the story. If you don't, I'll help you. All of the Egyptians crossed over. And with the stick on the other side, he waits till all of the enemy get in the middle of the ocean. You don't think it's strange that you're walking by and you see Jaws? And then you see Orca on the other side. Then you see Nessie, you know, that one they can't find. The Loch Ness Monster. And then Free Willy. You see Flipper. You see Finding Nemo. You found Nemo. You don't think it's strange that they're walking by. Mira, look. You know how we do when you go to the when you go to the pet store. Make the fish follow you. You know they were doing it because you know they had kids too. You know the kids like. Say strange.
Strange.
Strange. Oh, y'all just read the Bible like, oh, I know the story. No, you don't know the story. How many of your kids are like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And then they get past it, are we there yet? Why? Well, why not? Why? Or the questions say, well, how come the water's not falling? Because God. But how come we're not getting wet? Because God. But how come there's no mud? Because God. But how come the fish are not falling out of the water? Because God. Finally, because God! Don't look at me all holy, because you know you get mad at your kids. Would you quit asking me so many questions? Get over there, because they're coming to get us. And Moses just has a stick. So they get over on the other side, and Moses goes. Swallows up all the chariots. Strange. Strange. All right. And then they get to the other side. They have no food. They start complaining. You know how we do. I that used to have steak. I used to have tortillas. I used to have all kinds of good food. Now I'm out here. We ain't got nothing to eat. I left all the maseca in the back. I left all of the masa. I left the weenies. And the salsa. So I'm out here now. Watch this. I got you, Harriet. I left all my baking stuff in the back. I have no way to make my cupcakes. I left all my frosting and my cooking utensils back at home. How am I going to, how are we going to survive? Because Moses in his stick. Today, the Lord shall provide. Watch this. I know he stuttered a lot. When the quail fall at night, you mean I don't got to go to HEB to get quail? I don't have to go to the market to get the quail? Pues mira, look, when I have my chicken, I like to have my bread too. Moses said, I got you covered. Because the bread is about to fall too.
Amen.
Look, you don't think that's strange? Quails just start falling out of heaven. Oh, there's a plague going on. There's something going on, mira. All the birds are falling. The birds are falling.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. Wait a minute. And then the bread starts falling. God's got you covered. He's got the protein and the carbs covered. Sure. Moses only had a stick.
Powerful.
Wait. I'm not done yet. Mira. Look. Okay, yes, you know, they get mad, like we all do. We get tired of the food we eat. But watch this. Now, the Israelites are starting to realize something. These old people must have got mad at God because everybody's dying. We're the only ones left. Moses is looking across the street saying, that's where I'm supposed to go, but I just can't go there. And then God speaks to Moses, you will not inherit the promised land. Well, hold up now. I got my stick. Why am I not? You will. But a younger generation is going to go. What generation? I'll give you an example. A generation that has never been messed with religiosity.
Amen.
Slave mentality. Do you understand? And an obedient heart.
Amen.
They're the ones getting over. Not this older generation. Let this be a lesson. Don't get caught up in your religious mindsets. Don't get caught up in religious ways. Because you will not inherit your promises. Don't think, well, you're cursing. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you truth. The freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ brings you the promises of God.
Amen.
He says, I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. But the thing is, we want to keep that mentality that we're only going to take a little bit. Because we got to give everything else away. Do it. Watch what happens. Give everything away. Guess what's going to happen? Watch what you said. Give it up. Guess what you're going to get back? More of what you gave. So I got to watch some of y'all. Y'all start going your own kind of gospel. And I got to break that. Gospel's good news. Say good news. You can't outgive God. You can't. You cannot outgive God. And guess what? Oh, I heard that spirit. Oh, yeah. Y'all always talk about money. You work, don't you? Let me pay you with quail and manna. Oh, it sure did got quiet in here, didn't it, Lionel? Huh? Wait a minute. I'm not working overtime then. So now the Israelites finally get over. And the first battle they have to fight, they never even picked up a weapon.
Amen.
This is what God told them to do. I want you to walk around the walls of Jericho for 7 days. Man, I've been out in this wilderness walking. More walking? Now, watch this. But I want you to take your lamps with you. Damn it. Look, nothing happened. Another day?
Obedient.
Nada. again. But on the seventh day, watch this. On the seventh day, God tells him, now, on the seventh day, I want you to shout. Shout. And then break open so the light can come forth. And then all of a sudden the walls start coming down. That's strange. Is it not strange? Yeah, we can shout and say, oh, the walls are coming down. They're still standing. But isn't it strange how God gives you specific instructions and we fight against it because it doesn't go against like what we thought it was supposed to go this way. I just need to fast for 6 days, and on the sixth day, after I'm going to give thanks for what's coming, and then I'm going to get my revelation. Okay, that fast wasn't the right fast. I need to go fast for nothing but just liquid. That's all I'm going to have. I'm going to fast just liquids now. 3 days. Hey, God, these walls are still standing. When you're done trying it your way, can you let me do it my way? And then Jesus takes you and does something strange. Strange. Jericho came down with a shout. A shout. The walls came down. Why do you think the enemy wants to stop your praise? A shout. Mm-hmm. Jesus did some strange things. He spoke to demons. Isn't that kind of strange? Okay. Maybe it's not strange to a lot of y'all because y'all speak to demons. I don't know. He spoke to demons. But more importantly, they spoke to him. How many of y'all got some demons coming around ministering to you? You didn't hear my words. They don't minister to you. They come to take away faith, put fear, and to challenge your relationship. And to make you stumble and fall. Ever wonder why you fall quite often? And I don't mean the one where you fall down. And I don't mean the courtesy drops either. No, I'm talking about the real falling, where you think you fall from grace because you went and did something that caused you to sin. Guess what? That happened because you took your eyes off of the mark, which is Jesus Christ. The fruit is what you did. Demons come, and they challenge you. And they challenge your faith. But here's what Jesus walked into the picture. And there was two demon-possessed men. Two! Jesus walks on the scene and says, oh, we know you. It's not yet our time. What? Demons know the time? Yeah. Demons know the time. Yeah. How is it that demons know but you don't know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Step on your toes a little bit. Y'all give more credit to the demons than the power that's inside of you. You didn't take in just an eighth of Jesus. You didn't take in just a couple of drops of Jesus. You took in the whole body of Christ in you. So that when the Bible says greater is he, God, Jesus Christ, in you, than he, the demon that is in the world called Satan. But we do not think it's strange when demons come and mess with you. Why is that normal? Oh, because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to keep me away from Christ. So demons do that. So I'm going to rebuke it. Oh, wait a minute. Jesus also told them, do you not think that I could call up to my father and say, send down two legions of angels? Well, but y'all don't want to talk to angels because that's not, it's not biblically correct. It's not proper. It's not proper. But you'll talk to demons, but you won't talk to the ministering spirits of God? The angels are there for you. You know how you do. Because you, baby, I pray that the guardian angel protect you. Wait a minute. Do you know you have more than one? You got a whole legion of angels to protect you. You got a whole legion of angels that work on your behalf. But the thing is, you're more willing to give credit to the devil than it is to God. Okay, now, okay, let me move on. Wait, now, Jesus healed sickness. That's kind of strange. He wasn't a doctor, but he's known as the great physician. Oh, yeah. He healed some people. He healed some people that the doctors in the land couldn't do anything about. That the woman for 12 years that had an issue of blood spent everything she had. She tried every drug, every remedy, every type of, you know, thing that you can think of. And she still had an issue of blood. And she only just touched the hem of the garment and got healed. Say strange.
Strange.
Strange. Strange. What was in the garment? No. It didn't leave the garment, left him. Because her faith touched him.
Amen.
Oh, this is good right here. This is good. He healed blindness. Watch this. Sight. Come back. He didn't do that. That's how he healed the blind man.
Amen.
How many of you want someone to spit in your eye? Mud in your eye. Say strange. And he was healed.
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute. Was there not a king that went to the prophet because he had leprosy? It's already a double standard because you shouldn't be a king. If you had leprosy, you should have already been out of the kingdom. Okay. But then he goes to the prophet. The prophet tells him, go to the muddy Jordan River and dip yourself seven times. What is the water going to do? Nothing. But it was because out of obedience that brought healing to the king.
Amen.
Say strange.
Strange.
Yeah. He Jesus walked on water. Oh, yeah, that is strange. Ain't nobody done it before. Just after he did, somebody else did. How come we're not following after the patterns of God? Because what he did, he said, greater we will do. But how come we ain't doing it? How come we're not doing it? Because it seems strange to us. Because it's not our norm. I'm going to move on. I know y'all getting y'all hungry. I know. Barbacoa just went bad all over the country. It went bad. Y'all can't eat barbacoa. Big Red is already sold out. Y'all are done. See? He raised the dead. Everybody says, I know about Lazarus, right? No. The widow was carrying her son. The pallbearers were carrying, and Jesus just happened to be walking by and said, that baby, she already lost her husband. She's going to go through some tough times. He didn't even tell them to open up the casket. In the name of Jesus, rise. Just touch the casket. Can you imagine the pallbearers? All of a sudden that casket starts moving. Hey. I want to see someone go up to a funeral procession. In other words, it's in motion, not just sitting there. Because you know how we do? We go through the viewing. In the name of Jesus, rise. So that nobody sees you, right? In case they don't rise. Jesus did it boldly. They're walking. Hold up. I'm the resurrection. Baby, quit all that crying. Watch this. He's just asleep. Watch. Put his hand on the coffin. Rise. The pallbearers holding that thing start seeing something move. Can you imagine what it did to them?
Yeah.
Said they got saved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Say strange. Strange. We are getting you weak. Strange. He forgave us of all sin.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of y'all don't realize. Some of y'all don't realize that God.
Hallelujah.
What you say?
Don't realize that your past, your present, and your future sin is forgiven.
Yes.
All of it. by the Savior going to an old wooden cross. But your sins of your future are forgiven, but yet you never met the man. You never saw the man. You never heard him speak to you. You never seen him come to you. You never even smelt his aroma. But yet you believe by faith that he went to an old rugged cross and he took your sin of the whole world. That you can partake of the inheritance of the kingdom of God. So why do we think it's strange? See, a religious spirit thinks that everything that of the kingdom of God is strange is going to make you think that it's strange and you can't have it. I don't know about you, but I'm going to start walking on water.
Amen.
Hey, if I fall, I fall. I can swim.
Just try it.
Just try it.
Amen.
We're going to raise the dead.
Yeah.
Not just the dead in spirit. Some of y'all, maybe, let me just bring it to current affairs. That there was dead people being raised by Charles Finney, Spurgeon. Now, there was people that were getting raised from the dead, and they did it kind of weird. This man was crazy. Spurgeon went up to him. He was Spurgeon. He would go up to the casket, raise the dead person up out of the casket, and throw him against the wall, and hit the stomach. The first time, nothing happened. Can you imagine the people? He didn't stop. He did it again. And life came in. Whew. Now can you imagine the reaction? Ah! But what happened? Faith makes you do some strange things. Guess what the strange things are? Walking up to someone saying, the Lord has me say to you that what you've been suffering, what you've been going through, and the pain that you've had ceases today. Because God wants to heal you. I know your spirit. I know your spirit. And I know you by the Spirit. There's a prophetic edge about you. Very strong prophetic edge. You may have gone through some things, just like everybody does, but your voice must be heard. He silenced you. I see a muzzle that's been around your mouth. Yes, you will talk to friends. You'll talk to people that you know. God says, I've called you to be a voice piece in this hour. I release to you the gift of God and release and unlock every gift that's been dormant inside your spirit, that you flow in the things that God has called you to do, beloved. Because you're made in his image and you're perfect. You're perfect. Words have come into your ear gates and penetrated into your soul and has created doubt. In the past 6 months, you've been trying to figure out where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do. And God, what am I supposed to do? I'm not sure on this decision I've got to make. The beloved Father above is here with you today to tell you, if you trust me, I'm going to lead you to greener pastures and to fresh water. And I'm going to release to you what is necessary for your growth in your spirit. Beloved, the ministry that God has given you is not dormant or dead. I resurrect it today in Jesus' mighty name. Be encouraged, beloved, because Jesus has come by and he has touched the casket and said, nothing will keep you from doing your call, your purpose. Nothing. I speak blessings from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And beloved, experience the love of God like never before, because you will bring forth so much joy and laughter to many people. You will stand on a platform and you'll begin to speak and sing before the Lord, and people will get set free. You have a breaker's anointing, and I release it into your life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do serve a strange God, but he also says that my people are called strange. He says, you are a peculiar generation. You are a strange generation. David, turn him up. You need to understand that God wants to change you. He does. He wants to change the nature about you. He wants to change things that come into your life quite often. He wants to make change because he loves you that much. But the trick of the enemy is to keep you bound and to keep you thinking that you have the right to receive. Everything that God has for you is for you. Don't ever think it's not for you. I'm going to be delicate how I say this. Only for a short season. Only short. Only short. And greater. Greater will be your next level. Greater. He's seen everything. You remain strong for a reason. But in your quietness is where he feels you. And he knows. Your next will be greater and greater and greater. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The Bible speaks of the saints of God becoming the ministering spirits of God. That the saints of God that have passed on become ministering spirits of God. Spirits that are here right now. I see the smile of your daddy, girl. Next to you. He's dancing next to you. Oh, God Almighty. It's only for a minute. It's only for a minute. It's only for a minute. Whew. Expect some strange things to be happening on your behalf. Strange things to happen. You're going to see the goodness of God. But it'll be strange. It'll be strange. He wants to come in and change the way we think, to bring about a change that you need. I see so many things happening right now in the spirit. So many. Please understand, the strange things is what we need. It's what we need. We need him. Man of God, I know you're, maybe I've seen you before, maybe I haven't. You have a very sweet presence about you, a sweet nature. But you're very acute to the sensitivity of the spirit. Very acute to it. You can sense when the presence of God enters, moves, and stops. You have a very strong, discerning spirit, man of God. And he's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. Very pleased. I speak a blessing into your life that only God can give you, not me, God. That the transformation of a special individual in your life is about to take place. A transformation that is going to change character and the mindset that needs to be done to see the glory of God in their life. Very pleased with you, says God. I'm very pleased with you. I remove heaviness off of your shoulders right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I release to you the presence and peace of God into your life. An increase, Lord. I speak into the existence right now, an increase in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Come up here, Joseph. Come up here. Why don't you stand in proxy over here, Kathy? My mint and my oil. No, you leave that going, Josh. Leave it going. Get up here, Harriet. Anoint the mask. Father, right now, I just speak in the atmosphere for Amanda right now in Jesus' mighty name. Such a peace. It's such a celebration that she has now. But Lord, I just thank you right now on her behalf, Lord. You've assigned a specific one that is there right now for her. I'm removing time out of the equation. And before you know it, Kathy, you're going to experience a whole new level of joy. A whole new level of joy. I release blessings in her life right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do for her. And I thank you that the transition will be smooth. And I thank you for victory right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the assigned angels of God that are with her right now, that you bring the assignments that are for her life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Right now, the word that has no boundaries into your children's life right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. They may not be here with you right now, but this water is stirring as the Spirit is moving and creating change in the atmosphere right where they're at right now in Jesus' mighty name. There's a shift that is coming on your behalf, for the wind is blowing in your direction, says God. The wind is blowing in your direction, says God. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you. I thank you, God, that even the chaff is being blown away. It's being blown away. And during this harvest, Lord, you will remove the tares that are associated with this harvest. And I speak right now, Father, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the good news is coming to your whole family at a higher level and intensity, because the wind is blowing in your direction. In your direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this precious couple. And I thank you right now, Father, that the wind is blowing and there's a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Mighty rushing wind. And right now, the winds of change are here for you. The winds of change are here for you. You've gone through a season, and this season was difficult. This season was very difficult. I'm bringing closure. I'm bringing closure. Closure. And I'm opening a new door. A new door. I see you signing a DBA. I see you signing once again the assumed name I have and always had in store for you, greatness. But the enemy has lied to you. I have given you an entrepreneurial spirit. I'm resurrecting what was once dead and giving it life. You will see
this no more. For I will utterly destroy things of the past. And you will see the newness of life in your promise. Don't let the enemy keep you silent, love. You may have to get your shout on. He's bringing change. He's bringing change. I thank you for this precious young man of God. I thank you for his visions. I thank you, Lord, for his sensitivity. But more importantly, I thank you for his heart. Because his heart is still pliable. And it is inclined to you. God, I just thank you right now for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you for the boldness that will come forth out of his mouth. And in the name of Jesus, every vision will have understanding and revelation. You will see beyond your natural and into your supernatural realm, and you will hear what thus saith the Lord. Evangelists of God, I call you into your being right now in Jesus' mighty name. I set you apart for a reason, and I have favored you for a reason. You will bring salvation to my people, says God. Where they feel like there's nothing left, that's when I'll have you speak. And as I have you speak, you will see my power go forth. Do not fear, for I will put the words in your mouth. And when I tell you to open, it will be my word speaking and not you. Do not fear, beloved. It is I that is working in you. And I declare unto you, Joseph Ramos, your best days. Your best days are right before you. Your past is redeemed. Your past is redeemed. All of your doubts, all of your frustrations, and even unbelief is gone. And I will manifest my promise before you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Right now, I pray a prayer of protection over George right now. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you, Father God, for the hedge of protection that keeps him everywhere he goes. But he is the light into this world. That even when he picks up the PA, he will begin to have lightness in his spirit. That he'll begin to speak and bring joy. Joy. Lord, I thank you for his smile. I thank you for his spirit. They will hear his voice and know that there's something special and peculiar, strange. That he'll bring peace and joy everywhere he goes. I thank you for the burdens and the yokes that are destroyed right now in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord says, you continue to thank me. Continue to thank me. Because what I'm doing on behalf of your whole family. Your whole family. It's a setup for him. Because the next hand that he's going to shake is going to be the hand that God has called for him to be with. And you'll know who that is. You'll sense it. You'll know. So when he calls you, think it not strange. Mama, I'm getting married. Mama, I'm getting married. Don't worry. It's not anytime real soon. He's going to enjoy himself because he told you, I want to enjoy myself. But when he calls you, you're going to know because the Lord will put it in your spirit. He'll put it in your spirit. God says he has them in his hands right now. He's weathered the storm, but he stayed prudent and continued forward not to let go. Blessings, blessings to you and your precious family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I want to speak a blessing into the atmosphere for every individual that's in this room right now. I've released the blessings of God into your life. The blessings, the promises, the word of God into your life. That anything that stands in opposition of the word is bound right now in Jesus' mighty name. Anything that stops you from getting your promise is bound right now in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And what the Lord says, what the Lord says, shall not return void unto him. So the enemy, Satan, is already bound. And all the works are canceled in Jesus' mighty name. Increase, overflow, abundance, health, and a sound mind in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, strange.
Is I.
Strange
is he.
Because we're strange in this world. So that people can come to us. Can know about a strange God. And receive salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. We'll see you on Wednesday. And then we'll see you on Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We love you. God bless you.
Rejoice.